Former Governor Rick Perry's bid for the presidency may have come to an end, but there are still many opportunities for someone with serious Texas ties to occupy the White House starting in 2017. Let's count, shall we? There's Texas Senator Ted Cruz. There's Rand Paul, son of a Texas congressman named Ron Paul. And, of course, a Midland, Texas native named Jeb! Exclamation point, known outside the campaign as Jeb Bush. But for now, leading all her Texas rivals in the polls is the Austin-born Kara Carlton Sneed, a fifth-generation Texan and daughter of a UT law professor. Miss Sneed is now better known as Carly Fiorina. Jonathan Tylove's been researching her backstory for the Austin American Statesman, where he's a reporter. Jonathan, I mentioned her father, the UT law professor, but the Sneed line goes all the way back to the Civil War, I guess.
Yes, the Civil War, the immediate period right after, there was a Methodist circuit rider who came into East Texas and ended up in Calvert, which is where her father was born. But they kind of range across the state because she had, there were ranchers in the family, and most notoriously, an uncle who was involved in one of the great sort of romantic and deadly feuds in Texas history, who ended up... His wife left him for another rancher, and he ended up shooting and killing both that man's father and that man, and in subsequent trials was acquitted because this is Texas. that was the explanation of the foreman of the jury.
Because this is Texas.
Yeah, because, and they even cited some little known, if not non-existent law that said that the first time you see a man after he's done something with your wife, you can shoot him and kill him, as long as it's the first time. If you don't take advantage of that first opportunity, and it doesn't matter how long a lapse there is between the deed and actually encountering him, as long as it's the first time, you're on safe ground.
Let's just stop for just a moment, Jonathan, because we have not heard this part of the Carly Fiorina narrative. We hear about Hewlett-Packard, and Donald Trump likes to talk about how she was fired, and he says she's an incompetent business person. But the idea of the bad seed Sneed, right. That's just not part of the nor is any of her Texas story, although it appears to be fairly rich in that stereotypical Texas way. You think she's trying to put some distance between herself and Texas?
I don't know. I can't understand why. You would think this would be a very appealing backstory, because even the so-called bad seat Sneeds are people who in the popular imagination would be sort of kind of heroic frontier justice kind of folk that would place her in the Texas, you know, panorama.
Sure. Something else that strikes me is that she's sort of had republicanism in her blood since, yeah. I mean, from the very start. Her father was yeah. a Republican in a state yeah. that was deeply Democratic at the time.
Right. And I guess the family was Democratic, but he in the 50s was a Republican. He was here. He was a poll watcher here. He signed his name to ads for Republican candidates, and he gave one lecture to Republican women here about what we've got to do to get a two-party system here in Texas, and why we're stuck with this one-party state.
It would seem that for all of her ties to California and Silicon Valley, that her politics really are much more tied to modern Texas than yeah. than California. You think it would behoove her to try to make some of those connections at this point, or no?
I would think so. I mean, I think if she had run for the Senate in Texas instead of in California, maybe it'd be her and not Ted Cruz who would be representing us now in the Senate. Because the whole idea of this tough businesswoman who had to make tough choices, and I think that goes down a lot easier in Texas than it does in California, where they look at the job losses. Here, I think they go, well, you do what you got to do.
We've just started to scratch the surface here. It's a fascinating story that Jonathan Tylove has written for the Austin American Statesman. It's Carly Fiorina's deep Texas ties. Thanks very much for coming in and talking with us about it.
Thanks. Good to be here.